the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And I got a giant L on my forehead, Lundy, because I think everything that we featured yesterday, at least I did, loser, loser, and a loser. Some of the bonus time action did cash in, so I'm feeling kind of down in the dumps, and it seems only appropriate because our buddies at DraftKings have posted odds on teams being completely futile this NFL season. You can bet on the Lions to go 0-17. There's a couple of other teams in there as well, but one team I want to focus on because it's distinctly possible. They are horrendous on paper. We have no idea what's going to happen to their quarterback with all the controversy that is surrounding him and the ongoing investigation. Yeah, I'm talking about the Houston Texans. 25-1 are the odds, Lundy, for H-Town to go completely winless this year. You know, it's happened. 2008 with Detroit, 2017 with the Cleveland Browns, and yeah, the Texans have the 10th easiest schedule according to some of the forecasts that are out there. But I'm gazing at the schedule, Lundy, and I don't see who on earth could potentially lose this team. Maybe Jacksonville in Houston week one. Outside of that, I don't know, Jim. I think they're going to lose a boatload of games. So 25-1, yeah, let's ride. Let's fire off a ticket.
How would it feel to be the first team to go 0-17?
We may find out.
So why not? Those kinds of numbers, that's a ticket I'd be willing to park in the back of my DraftKings Sportsbook account for a few months and see if it cashes.
Yeah, I mean, why the heck not? Again, 25-1 odds for that to happen. And, you know, all they do is collect veterans that are washed up. I mean, look at what they got at running back right now. I mean, Tyrod Taylor is probably going to be your starting quarterback week one, provided the doctor on staff doesn't stab him in the chest with a deep needle and puncture a lung like he experienced with the Chargers. So, oh, Houston, it's going to be a very, very long year, no doubt about it. All right, if you want to get on that action, you want to get on anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card, including Michael Chandler. And there's going to be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with a belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook could give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win 100 buckaroos. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Freaky Friday edition, let's rock and roll with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy. The NHL's got a couple of games tonight. And
there's like nothing going on.
There's nothing. There's nothing. It has no meaning. It's just jockeying for draft pick position and nothing more. So you, my friend, are going to turn your eyes to the immediate future. What is on the horizon with pick number one in the NHL?
Yeah, let's start talking about, now that we know exactly who the playoff matchups are, our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, there are tons of bets that you can do as we get ready for these series. You can start talking about series winner. You can start talking about the exact finish. Will it be this team in 6 games, in 5, etc.? They've got all of that posted up for you. So many different ways that you can have some fun with this, but I want to start off with the game that is actually going to get the Stanley Cup playoffs underway tomorrow night, Saturday night. That is going to be Washington and Boston, the 2 and the 3 seed in the East Division. And as a series winner, so this is just straight up series winner, does not matter how many games it takes, I'm actually going to roll with Washington, who is at a plus 125 to wind up being the series winner. I'm actually a little surprised that they are juiced up to this level. I understand that a lot of people think Boston is the sexy pick here, and I do think it is possible for Boston, obviously, to win this series. Everything goes crazy in the Stanley Cup playoffs because it's all about having a hot goaltender. But Washington at a plus 125, these two teams split right down the middle in the regular season. They each won four games. But I like the fact that Washington can actually get it done in Boston. If you go back to early April, they beat the Bruins in Boston 8-1. So Washington is not afraid of playing on the road at Boston. And because the Caps are the two seed, it means they actually have home ice for all of this. So I like Washington. This one may go the distance. It could be the Caps in seven. And if it goes that far, I think the fact that the Caps would be playing that game seven at home is going to play into their advantage. So let's take Washington at plus 125 as of this morning to win their first round series against Boston.
Ooh, let's get seduced by that juice.
Number four.
All right, Lundy, sticking with the NHL theme. What other playoff matchups are you digging on, Bray?
Yeah, you know what? Let's get seduced by the juice again. You just said it. Let's do it. In the Central Division, Florida, number two seed. Tampa, your defending champions, number three seed. And Tampa's actually the favorite, even though they're the three seed. Again, they're the defending cup champions. I understand why. But Florida, this season, they're at a plus 116 to win the series. The Panthers are 5-2-1 against Tampa this year. So they've got a winning record. It's not a split like we were just talking about. They have a winning record against the Lightning. And right now, Tampa is banged up. They are not as healthy as you want to be going into the postseason. And I think Florida can take advantage of that. So if you're going to give me plus juice on the Battle of America's Wang, that's right, Florida versus Tampa. It's never happened before. It's actually kind of interesting that these two teams are going to play each other in the first round. But again, this is one where the two seed is a dog. And I'm going to roll with the two seed. So, again, our first pick, Washington plus 125. This one, let's take the Panthers to win the first round series at a plus 116.
A whole lot of stiff competition in the Sunshine State. Oh, you see what I did there? Yeah, I'm here all week.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by, yeah, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Points, rebounds, assists, fantasy points. I got it all. Go have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And remember, it's all a player props game. It's just you against the house. Pair them together, and you can also stream together up to packs of six. The more you hit on the more or less the over the under on all those stats I just rifled off, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about a player that we have not discussed on this podcast, but he has been a cashing machine here of late. And Lundy, that is a member of the Memphis Grizzlies in Kyle Anderson. And I am over on 12.5 points. And right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, it is minus 112 on that as well. Going up against the Sacramento Kings, a team that Memphis is rather familiar with because they just played them last night. And Anderson not only went over last night with 14 points, he went over in the last matchup against them back in mid-February with 17. He's been over this 12.5 points total in eight of his last nine contests. And it's the sack. For crying out loud, they're low, they're droopy, they're sad defensively. This is the 11th best matchup for a small forward over the last five games, according to the advanced DVP tool available exclusively at FTNDaily.com. The Kings on the season, dead last in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. So Anderson, I think this is another 14-plus points for him. Oh, and if you want to add another extra pinch of spice, Lundy, the over on 1.5 made triples, plus 130. He has made six combined threes over that two-game stretch against the Kings this season. So I'm all about Kyle Anderson on the points, on the made threes. But for the sake of the fade or follow, are you going to tell me over 12.5 points?
Yeah, I'll take the over there, and I love the over on the threes, by the way. I will absolutely roll with that, especially with the way he's been draining from outside the arc so far here in the month of May. So he's not only taking the attempts, he's making them. I'm all about this one. And again, sometimes, you know, you and I got to break out of our shell here.
Oh,
we
got to
find some players that we haven't talked about all the time. There's only so many times I can go back to the Rui Hachimura well, my
or
friend.
Or Kelly Olynyk.
Exactly. Sometimes we got to go find somebody else. But we also would like to apologize in advance to all of you that are listening for the repeated penis jokes on today's podcast.
You got to take that back. You take it back. We're always 13 years old. We never age. A good dick joke will always make me laugh. And especially last night I was watching Rich Hill pitch with the Tampa Bay Rays against the Yankees, and I totally forgot his nickname, Dick Mountain.
Number two.
All right, sticking with the NBA, marching on here. Let's work at another prop now. Truth be told, at tape time, this had yet to populate at DraftKings Sportsbook, so keep your eye out on this. So a little bit of forecasting, a little odds making going on in my reptilian brain, but Draymond Green going up against the New Orleans Pelicans, the line has consistently been either 8.5 or 9.5 assists. I don't care what it is. I'm taking the over against the Pels. Green has had at least 9 assists in 6 straight games, and against the Pelicans in a pair of matchups this season, 9 assists and 15 assists he had in each of those contests. You look at, you know, on paper, it's the third best match for a skilled center over the last 15 games, according to the advanced EVP tool, again at FTNDaily.com. And the Pels on the season, number 24 in opponents' assists per game in total. So I think Green's going to get the job done, dishing out the dimes against the Zion-less Pelican squad. So fade or follow, Lundy, over, whether it's 8.5 assists or 9.5 assists on Draymond Green against Nollins.
Give me the double digits. Absolutely. I like this. And look, as you said, the line isn't up yet, but this is one that we can tell folks, look, pay attention to it, because especially if it comes out at 8.5, Brad, because if it hits 8.5, that thing's going to get juiced up.
Yep.
Because people are going to be jumping all over that one. So, yeah, this is one where, you know, you might not have to sit there and just keep hitting refresh all afternoon or all morning waiting for it to pop up. But this is one to keep an eye on. See what it comes out as. Without Zion, he can get the job done without a doubt in this matchup against the Pels. So I like this number, even if it is 9.5 when it finally hits the boards.
Make that green with Draymond Dimes.
Number one.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball, and let's talk about the Northsiders, my beloved Chicago Cubs, traveling to the Rock City and Detroit, those dreadful Tigers, and they're pretty damn bad. They are second to last in Major League Baseball in total OPS on the season, and for that and myriad reasons, I love the Cubs on the run line at plus 115. Now, of course, the run line is always -1.5, so the Cubs got to win by 2 or more runs, which they've only done once, Lundy, in their last 10 contests. But again, got to love the paper matchup here. Jake Arrieta on the bump for the Cubbies, coming off the thumb injury. He's pitched well for the most part outside of one start this season with an 8-plus K per 9, 4.31 ERA. Now, the Cubs is a collective. The bats are starting to rap, starting to talk. Number 13 on the year in total OPS. And, you know, Arrieta and the Cubbies are going up against Tarik Skubal, or Tarik Skubal, who has been atrocious, and that's putting it kindly this season. 5.33 walks per 9. You mix that together with the fact he's given up 10 home runs in 27 innings pitched. That is a lethal combination for his ERA, which stands right now at 5.67. And as I mentioned too, the Tigers not exactly putting a ton of runs up on the board. So again, based on the matchup, based on the fact the Cubs are starting to hit the ball better right now, based on the fact that Skubal has just been a hitter's delight, I am all about the Cubbies on that run line -1.5 at +115. Fade or follow.
I like this one. I like your faith in your team, my friend.
Yes.
You are starting off the weekend. It is a Friday,
yes,
and you're getting freaky by,
yes,
actually going along with your team and not just taking them on the money line. No, no, no. Brad's on the run line for a team that he's been dogging. But again, it's Detroit. It's kind of like when you and I get to the point, Brad, where it is this fall. That's right. The leaves are starting to change color. You and I are going to have the same feeling about the Houston Texans.
Or the Lions.
Right now, Right now, it is the Detroit Tigers that we feel that way about, because for a while I thought I was going to be that way about Colorado. Then they turned around and put 13 on Cincinnati yesterday.
But you see, they were up 10-0 in that game, and the Reds get 8 runs in the 8th inning because that bullpen, they're just givers. That's what they are. They're very generous, are the Rockies relievers.
Exactly. So, but hey, they still put a 13 spot up, which was, frankly, pretty ridiculous for this Rockies team. I'm going to roll with you with the Cubs on the run line as they travel to Detroit. Yeah, this should be an easy win for your Cubbies.
I hope so. Rock and roll, Chicago. Mate, those bats talk. And before we get out of here, let's work in some additional bonus time,
as
we always go, to get you into the weekend. What else do you like on this Friday?
Well, I'll tell you what, as long as we're talking about these first round series, there are 4 teams that are heavy favorites to win their series. The Colorado Avalanche are easily the top favorite. Their minus numbers up in the 300 range. But the Carolina Hurricanes, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Avs, as well as the Toronto Maple Leafs, all very heavy favorites to win their first round series. In fact, I think all 4 of those teams may be able to finish off their series in 5 games. But because they are such heavy favorites, the best way to be able to do it, that's right, baby, I'm going to put all 4 of them together. 4-leg parlay of all 4 of those teams to win their first round matchup. I can take those heavy juiced numbers and I can turn it into a plus 259 to see those heavy favorites make it into round 2. So I'm going to put those 4 heavies together and turn it into a positive juice for me in the first round.
Oh man, that is sexy on a 4-legger. I like that one quite a bit. All right, I got a couple of Major League Baseball, actually too many Major League Baseball, so let me go ahead and rifle through these as quickly as I can. Kevin Gausman, I'm going to take the over on 5.5 strikeouts against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He has been over in 4 of his last 5 games, logging a 31% call plus swinging strike rate, and he's got one of the better contact rates allowed in baseball at 71.1%. Great fastball, one of the most valued pitches in Major League Baseball this season. Yeah, the Pirates are number 21 in K rate, but 5.5 punch outs, way too low for Gausman, again, who's done this in 4 of his last 5. I'm going to take Milwaukee over 3.5 runs against the Bravos. Drew Smyly on the bump for the ATL. He's given up a 6.12 ERA, 9 homers in 25 innings pitch. Also handed out 11 free passes over that span. Yeah, the Brewers are only been over this run total 3.5 in 2 of their last 7 games, but I love the matchup there. Milwaukee logging a 7.58 OPS against Southpaws this season. Some extra bonus time within that same game. Colton Wong to score a run, hasn't posted yet. Whatever it is, I love it, because he is hitting .333 against lefties this season. And in the NBA, another prop that is yet to populate, but one to likely zero in on once it does surface, Willie Hernan Gomez, a guy that we have featured often here, and I've been hammering the over. Guess what? I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to take the under tonight against Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors. The line on the PRA likely going to be a 23.5, and it's a tough matchup for him. Recently faced Hernan Gomez did the Warriors and only went for 18 in total on the PRA. That was back earlier this month. Golden State, number 5 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. The toughest matchup for a center as well is Golden State over the last 15 games. So Hernan Gomez has been over the 23.5 PRA in 6 of his last 7. And there
I'll give you one more real quick. Not a player prop, but whatever Dallas's line is tonight against the Raptors, take it. I think it's at 12.5. I think that's what it was the last time I looked. The Raptors are out of the playoffs. The Dallas Mavericks have something to play for, and the Mavs just kicked the snot out of the Pelicans on Wednesday. I think they're going to do it again tonight against Toronto. So I know that's a big spread, 12.5. Take it. I think Dallas is going to destroy Toronto.
It is 12.5 and a minus 112 juice, so I'm with you on that. I'll even throw it in another little tasty, spicy chicken nugget in that game. Luka Doncic, his rebounds prop has come down here in recent outings. I've seen it at some of the other books this morning. It's 7.5, and it's juiced to the under. So I think he could mess around and get a triple-double tonight, Lundy. It would not at all shock me, as you mentioned, with Dallas having a lot to play for in that game against the inferior Raptors. And there you have it. That is a wrap on this Friday edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. And when you fire that off, you get a sweet subscription discount immediately. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.